It is just called the morning pre-flight.
We are joined by Josh Bixler of Flight Test.
Good morning, friends.
Good morning. It is, you know, as we were discussing earlier, some people don't understand exactly who and what Flight Test is, yeah, and some of the things that you do. And I call Flight Test the gateway drug to aviation.
I love you for that. Thank you. Thank you. If we could get more people saying that, that would make my heart so happy.
Yeah.
There has to be an entry experience into aviation. You don't just say, I think I like flight. That doesn't happen. It's an experience. Sure. It's a memory. It's a relational thing.
Right. So can you give me the elevator speech on what is Flight Test and what purpose building, and mission and
what
things?
What building are we in? Because it's going to be a tall one.
Right.
Flight Test was started about 12 years ago. It was started from a YouTube video in a little half-car garage. Basically, before Flight Test, my wife and I had a heart to basically connect families through flight. And we noticed that because as we did youth ministry, there was a lot of breakdowns in families. Mm-hmm. And it just broke our heart. It just wasn't something we wanted to see. Well, my dad impacted me at a very young age by flying together. And that was with General Aviation, a little Taylorcraft BC-12D. And as we couldn't fly out of our sketchy little runway that was like 1,000 feet long, trees on both ends, we moved also to Model Aviation when we moved the plane out. We had this big long strip. We had to mow it. Let's do something with it. And that was where my love of flight designing and everything just really took hold. And we knew that that was a tool that my dad connected with me with. I wanted to use that for other families. But there are three common problems when you go up to someone and say, hey, let me teach you how to fly model airplanes. It's like, oh, I tried that when I was young. I spent $400. It took me 4 months. And I blew it into 1,000 pieces in 4 seconds. I hate flight.
Balsa.
Balsa. And you know, I love balsa. But I remember too, you know, taking a gentle lady, springing it back with a rubber band, and then putting it through every single tree that plane would do it. Yeah. And the blessing I had was my dad would pat me on the back and say, let's pick up the pieces together.
Sure.
And that shoulder time, as we call it, was what really formed that relationship of encouragement and the failures. So fast forward a little bit. We had to overcome these problems. We had to overcome the time issue. We had to overcome the expense issue. And rather than fearing the crash, fearing the failure, we had to embrace it. So we started using common, simple materials called foam board. And if anyone's ever walked into a dollar store, by the way, if you get into this hobby and you start building our planes, Dollar Trees and Family Dollars are going to become your best friends. We started designing out of that. And we started using common, simple techniques. And as we did that at the same time and we were doing this ministry, people came out and a gentleman said, hey, man, I want to do a YouTube show around that. And that's where the birth of Flight Test came. And we started doing YouTube shows. And then if you ever imagine Mythbusters and Monster Garage, take that with a little bit of a flight twist. You know, one day we'll be dropping a watermelon. The other day we'll be making a battleship fly. We want to push the limits and inspire people. So our three words are entertain, educate, and elevate the world of flight. As you said, the gateway drug.
Yes.
Model aviation is just an amazing experience. If you can create flight with your bare hands, that's incredible.
It's shockingly easy to try and get things in the air for a powered flight experience. You know, and you know, we do a lot of chuck gliders.
Yeah.
You know, in with like younger kids and stuff like that, or maybe as a first project before we'll show them how to do something bigger. But you know, those chuck gliders. I mean, a foam board sheet at Dollar Tree is a buck, right?
Yes. And well, inflation, $1.25.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay.
They lie.
So for $1.25, I think I can get 2 or 3 chuck gliders out of that. You know, so it's so easy to get to that point, and then. You know, I'm trying to think, what is probably the most economical build? Is it still the Tiny Trainer or the Cub?
The Tiny Trainer. We have literally a mini Mustang that can be built out of one single sheet of foam board. So $1.25 builds you a little Mustang that is RC, that when you put the electronics on, can do about 70 miles an hour. I mean, it is a legit amazing flying airplane. And it builds in a whopping 3 hours. I love the fact that you said easy, because that's honestly, to a lot of people, when we started coming into the RC world and saying this, they were offended by it because their whole life was not easy getting into model aviation.
Sure.
So when you're like, oh yeah, if it balanced, it flies, that's some pretty provocative fighting words, you know, for them.
Right.
It's like, trust me, just make it easy, make it enjoyable, embrace the failures, give them the nuggets of knowledge first. And then from that point on, you'll be amazed of how quickly they have a desire for the knowledge in flight. You know, these foam board aircraft, they may look simple. And I love being in the SkyMart with our little store, because so many people that don't know about Flight Test, are like, is that cardboard? And it's like, no, that's called foam board. But they look at planes and like, well, that's molded. No, that's made out of that material too. Well, that over there, that jet over there, that's from China. No, it's made right here in the USA in little Minerva, Ohio. So it's an incredible experience, and we want to get people to get into the hobby because we know that once they have that passion for flight, it only grows. And it's not something that just kids can do or just adults can do. It is a lifestyle, just like what we see here at AirVenture. And it's truly heartwarming to see parents be able to come along their children and encourage it. I love the fact that we're talking about flight test and it's Women Venture Day. Because if you ever want to break the demographics, engage the parents to engage their kids. You can't put kids in a vacuum, and I'm sorry if I'm speaking provocatively, and expect them to be impacted and then go home and not have that reinforced.
Sure.
If you equip the parents to be able to enjoy the hobby, enforce the hobby, encourage, and especially pat them on the back when those epic crashes happen and laugh with them, boys and girls alike fall in love with flight. And then those seeds are planted and they grow quickly.
Right. Wow. And that's one of the joys of being able to do some of this economically. You know, that was always a barrier that we had seen before, you know, and whether it's independently with families or, you know, STEM or STREAM or whatever you want to call it these days, STEAM.
Yes, STEAM.
All the acronyms.
I love the letters.
Yeah. But, you know, that's always been a barrier to say that these activities were too expensive or too time consuming to be able to get involved in. And what we needed was a way of doing it more easily, more quickly, more inexpensively. And that's where, you know, the flight test experiences has come in. And most of it, what you do is still, you know, foam board, but, you know, last year you'd released the
some molded aircraft.
Molded foam.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride with the foam board just because we really believe when you can say it's made in America and that the jobs that are creating these models are right here in little Ohio. That's a powerful thing. There's a couple ideas in our head that we had to get out, like Trent Palmer's Freedom Fox. God bless Trent for supporting us through that whole journey. It's an amazing flying airplane, but you just can't do that beautiful plane justice in foam board because there's so much character to it. But we're trying new things constantly, and you know, the community has really backed us. We started 12 years ago, little tiny garage. Now we have over 2 million subscribers on YouTube in this amazing community all around the world. It's not just in the U.S., and they support us. And now, especially with our STEM program, we've been going into schools now. Before going into schools, it was really cool with aviation. And the neat thing that the teachers love about it is it's not just a matter of teaching it in the classroom. The students get passionate. They start driving the class themselves, but then they take that passion home. And next thing you know, the parents are like, we're flying with our kids. Could you imagine if you could tell a teacher, like, yeah, by the way, you're going to get backup from the parents in this. You're going to get parents literally volunteering to help teach their kids and teach other kids how to fly. Next thing you know, you're going to have parents flying with parents. And if you don't believe it, come to Flight Fest. We have these whole families come out, and they call each other neighbors. They meet each other one season. The next year they come back, and just similar to this, they park next to each other. They kind of, you know, wagon train in. And it's just an incredible thing to watch that we finally have something that can promote education, promote flight, promote engineering, and promote creativity. And the whole family can be part of it.
Right. Josh Pixler from Flight Test joining us this morning, talking about flight test and the things that we can do with that. You talk about education. I believe it's Friday is Teacher Day. Do you guys have a presence with that as well?
There's two young ladies in EAA. God bless you, Courtney and Cassie. They came out and spent the day with us. We are blessed to be able to work with, I think it's going to be about 136 teachers on Friday. And they're going to come in, and we're going to get to show them from we have a K-12 curriculum with about currently over 10,000 students. But we're going to be able to show those teachers what the first through sixth grade experience is like, and then the second class is going to be the upper high school. And there's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. Our end goal is not to be everything to everybody. It's to basically get people started in flight, get people passionate, and then partner with other amazing individuals to be able to pass that relationship on and keep it going. As we can see with Oshkosh, it's not a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
It takes so many different people, and there's so many aspects to fly. But that EAA Education Center, I was blown away. So if anyone hasn't made it down there, they gotta see that wing. It's incredible.
Yes, and they are also doing some classes mm-hmm. on Tuesdays and Thursday, I think it was the...
I think so.
Yeah. Did you guys have a hand in any of
that? So, no, we're doing Friday. Okay. And then we're going to be, you know, loading up. Teachers going to have a lot of goodies to take home with them. but we'll be doing Friday, and then we'll be doing lots of meetups and stuff all around and promoting that. For me, with my experience in high school, I didn't realize that you could make your passion your profession until I was about 5 years married. And I want to shortcut that and get kids' minds, you know, at 7th, 8th grade. Sure. So they start really just dreaming big and doing big.
Right. Well, Josh, thank you for your contribution
to
the aviation.
I love you guys.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.
Coming back tomorrow?
Please.
Oh, I'd love it. All right. This is the Morning Pre-Flight on EAA Radio.